When it comes to taxes, I know nothing. Okay. If you want to swindle me, get me with the taxes. Hey, girlfriends. Welcome back to another episode of Staying Inspired with your host and hype woman, Amanda Yoa. I just got to tell you, if you happen to see your girl right now on the gram for this episode, you're going to see my makeup is Dizon. It is Dizon. Girl did her thing. I had a photo shoot today. So this will probably be the only time that you see me looking like this. Okay? Unless I get another makeup extravaganza done. But I was loving it. All the pink. She was so excited that I used pink lipstick. She's like, I am so happy you are bringing this back. And I was like, am I bringing it back? I didn't know I was bringing it back. I thought it was already back. And I just bought it and brought it. But, you know, your girl can bring it back. It's fine. It's cool. I am so excited. I cannot wait to see these pictures. They are going like vision come to life. Job done. Nailed it. Shout out to Kayla. I'll be posting all my pictures and tagging everyone that I use. They're all in the Philadelphia area. So if you were looking for a brand new photographer or a makeup artist in the Philly area, shout out to Joanna from Bombshell in Philly. Girl did her thing on this face. She beat this face up. I mean, I am telling you. Whoo, I need to go. I need to go somewhere. I can't just sit at home. I'm like, where am I going? I need to go. We need to go out. We need to do something. This face needs its time in the limelight. I don't know. Anywho, I had a grand old time. It was a fun morning. Let me see. There's so much to get into today. Let's see. We're going to talk about a lot of things. I got a Let's Be Real segment for you today about cutting the bullshit and taking accountability for your life. I got a little something about adulting 101. Because, you know, I feel this is an important conversation to have. I posted something on my Instagram asking you, you know, what are some things that you wish were taught in school but weren't? And a lot of you answered with a lot of things and a lot of similar things. So we're going to break that down. And then I do have something that I seen hot off the gram that I want to get into at the end. So make sure you stay tuned for the end of that. But I got to tell you guys, a shout out to our sponsors, Magic Mind, for this episode. Man, I have a really hard time. I know I'm always talking about how I cut my caffeine out. Still going great with that. But let me tell you, I am focused AF. And focused is not my strong suit, okay? I'm a good multitasker. I feel like I've created this way of being where I can multitask and get things done. But let me tell you, when I was younger, it was really hard because I got distracted easily. And I know I probably mentioned this already, but I'm pretty sure I got ADHD, self-diagnosed. Thank you to TikTok and other things I found on the Instagram. I sound like it on the Instagram. But yeah, your girl's got a little touch of something. Okay. Focusing is hard for me to do. But I will tell you, once I started implementing this Magic Mind into my everyday routine, I am focused. I can get things done. I don't feel so like everything is just a big cluster F. I feel like I'm so productive, right? And I have that real deal energy. So if that is something, you know, if being focused throughout the day is something that you struggle with, head on over to magicmind.com. Use my code GIRLFRIEND and get yourself 20% off. I'm telling you, you have to try this out. And if you cannot, hop on over to their Instagram, Magic Mind, and just say, hey, I'm a girlfriend from Staying Inspired. What's up? Heard your product's amazing. I'm going to try to get my hands on it soon and tell them, you know, that we said hello. But I'm telling you right now, you got to get yourself some. It's made waves in my life when it comes to being focused, having real energy, being productive, and not feeling that midday crash that caffeine used to give me. I cut out caffeine in the morning. I honestly can cut out caffeine altogether, if I'm being honest. Like, I feel like caffeine is my first thing of the day that I usually crave. And now in the morning, I'm like, just give me some water and I'm good to go. Honestly, it's great. I'm happy. I love it. All good things. Magicmind.com. Check them out. Use the code GIRLFRIENDS and get yourself 20% off. All right, let's dig in. Okay, Adulting 101. So I posted this on Instagram because I was curious. You know, I was having a conversation with my friends and I'm like, you know what? As much as I love education and educating yourself, I don't know if I've told you guys this, but I've gone through college for multiple things, never followed through because honestly, my college experience was just trying to please other people instead of going towards what I really wanted to go towards in my life. Now, I will preface this by saying that me and my husband are now on a new venture of investing and real estate. So I have been looking into going to realtor school to get my license, right? To just cut out the middleman and make things a little bit easier for us, right? So that's something fun I'm looking forward to. And it's something tangible and realistic. I just feel like when we go through school, you know, we get an education, but it's really not like a lot of the big chunk of things that when you become an adult and you realize, wait a minute, like I wasn't taught this, or I was taught this, but it was like, let's just sprinkle it in a little bit. And if you retain it, you retain it. If you don't, that's your fault. I feel like it's something that should be consistently given all throughout different grades, different levels, you know, as we mature, as our brains mature. So I did post this question on my Instagram and I wanted to run down some of the things that you guys commented, which I wholeheartedly agree with, and some of the ones that I want to add myself. So the top one was taxes. Could not agree more. I feel like when it comes to taxes, I know nothing. Okay. If you want to swindle me, get me with the taxes. Okay. I mean, I'm grateful we have a wonderful accountant who handles all of our taxes and he's amazing. If it was not for him, I would have no clue. Okay. I'd be going to H&R Block or whatever. And the person there will be saying, you owe $10,000. And I'd be like, you know what? You're right. I probably do. Here you go. And just dish that out, you know, like, so, and there's so many different ways that I didn't know until I'm actually like learning in real time, like ways you can get money back that I never knew, you know, so taxes was like at the top of the list. I think a lot of us can agree. We should have more information and more knowledge about taxes in our high school years, which we are not given. Okay. Another one was managing and investing money. Why isn't that taught? You know, there's a common theme here. I'm cashing in on a little theme here. To me, it seems that there's a little bit of indoctrination of them not really wanting us to be successful, but they act like they want us to be successful. But in reality, they don't want us to be successful. I don't know. What do you think? That's what I think. So, you know, I don't ever remember anything about managing and investing money. And, you know, for the most part, I paid attention for, you know, most of my high school years. So I don't think I would miss something like that. I don't ever remember learning about that. You know, there's so many intricate ways to manage and invest your money. And we were just never taught about it in our high school years. Like a lot of these things can be taught to high school age students, even, you know, eighth graders. You could start that process in eighth grade. And it's not taught. I'll tell you right now, my daughter's in fifth grade and there is shit that she's learning in math that she comes to me with a question. I'm like, you got the wrong girl. Let me tell you. I'm like, listen, mommy went to Catholic school and we were not as advanced. So shout out to New Jersey public school system. You got our kids on the right track because half the shit they're learning, I don't even remember, nor do I know how to do. Joe's more of the math brain. I will keep it real when it comes to math. My husband, who I've been with forever, did most of my math homework in high school as well. So, you know, when it comes to math, don't come to me. Maybe I really should have taken managing and investing money classes and taxes and math classes outside of high school. But, you know, we live and we learn. But I feel like these are things that should have been taught in high school. Another thing that you guys brought up was, let's see, career planning and job searching skills. That's a good one. Because again, indoctrination. You go to high school, you go to college. You go to high school, you go to college. I'm going to keep it real. College is not for everybody. College is not for people straight out of high school. And I'll be the first one to say, I was not your straight out of high school, go straight into college gal. It was not for me. I was not ready for it. And I kind of really effed myself because I went from high school to an advanced 3-year college for nursing with no prereqs under my belt. So talk about your anatomy, your physiology, your biology, your chemistry, like every, I had like 5 classes a semester and they were all hard as shit. And then I had a math, you threw a math in there. Okay. So that was just a train wreck waiting to happen. Not for me. And college is not for everybody, you know? So I really don't think that, you know, when it comes to what they're taught in high school, they're not taught career planning. They're not taught job searching skills. At least I wasn't. Okay. So if your kids are now, or maybe you, you know, or if you went to like a private school where your parents dished out like a shit ton of money for you to learn these things, I feel like that was the only exception to the rule. But if you were like a public school student or even like a Catholic school student or, you know, what have you, career planning and job searching was really not taught. Like, again, maybe like a snippet in one grade, but I feel like these things need to be molded over time. Like our personality, like I feel like there should be a personality test that's given to see like what career is more for you and then start molding that and see if you enjoy doing that thing before you jump into something and you realize, oh my God, this is really not for me. Because I think a lot of kids, including myself, we kind of just like panic when it comes to, you know, graduating from high school and then going into college. A lot of us really don't have a plan or an idea of what we want to do. And I think that's a lot, asking a lot of 17, 18-year-old kids, you know, putting that on their plate of, you know, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? What do you want your future to look like? I don't even think half of kids are mature enough to even make that decision by themselves with no nurturing. You know, like I vaguely remember we had a counselor who we used to have to go down to, but it was basically like her just asking us questions, not so much her guiding us and saying, you know, like, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Like, I feel like we should have been guided in that, not so much like, well, you know, tell me, what do you like doing? What do you want to do? I don't know, lady. You tell me. Help me out here. Right? Like, I'm just a school student. I'm not worried about my future. I'm worried about going to the prom and hooking up with this one and that one. Like, kids are not structured at that age to figure that shit out. So I think that's like one on the top of the list that I really think that should be taught in school. Another one, basic first aid and emergency response. That definitely, I feel like that should be taught in school. Cooking and nutrition, right? Like these are things that I feel like our elders were taught. Like my grandmother had like home economics, I think in high school where she learned like sewing, which is another one. Okay. My grandmother is 84 years old. God forbid when God decides to enter her into saintlyhood, because that's where she's going directly from earth. And she leaves this earth and becomes Saint Betty. I don't know who's going to do my sewing, okay? Because I don't know how to sew. She's the only one. She's the only one that in my family that knows how to sew. So when she's no longer on this earth, I'm screwed, okay? I'm going to have to pay for my sewing. These are things that should be taught. Cooking, more importantly, cooking and nutrition. I feel like those two things should go together. How to cook nutritious food, food that is healthy and good for you, right? I feel like a lot of us as women can agree, like we sometimes enter into, you know, our marriages and relationships. We get a house, we settle down, or even like if you're home by yourself, you know, you get your own place, your own digs, you sit, you know, you get settled and you're like trying to get a routine together for yourself. And you're like, well, shit, like, is my mom or dad going to bring me home something to eat? Because I don't really know what to do. Like I always took interest in learning, you know, cooking. I used to always watch my grandmother. My mom wasn't really a big cooker. She's not a big cooker. My grandmother was a big cooker. So I always watched her and my grandpa. I always watched what they did. So I did know some recipes from memory of constantly watching them make that through the years. But I feel like, again, these are things that should be taught, especially with, you know, our health in mind, teaching kids healthy, nutritious meals to make rather than, you know, some of the meals that we were used to growing up on, which I could say from personal experience probably aren't the most nutritious nor healthy. Okay. So that's another one. Communication skills, you know, self-esteem and confidence. That was one that rang a bell for me. I remember having something when I was very young. And now I went to Catholic school, so we had a sister. I forget her name, so we'll call her Sister Clarence or something like that. So Sister Clarence used to take us in this room, and she used to have these little puppets called Button and Bows. Okay, shout out to St. Anne's, Button and Bows, Sister Clarence. I don't know what her real name was, but if anybody's listening that went to St. Anne's with me, you know who I'm talking about, Buttons and Bows. And they used to teach us all things about doing the right thing and confidence and being happy and, you know, your emotions. But like after that, I don't really remember learning about my emotions very much. And I think that's something that really should be taught to kids, how to manage their emotions and, you know, how they're feeling and knowing that it's a normal thing to feel that way, you know, because I think it would cut down on a lot of things. It would cut down on a lot of, you know, emotional outbursts that kids have. It would cut down on, you know, kids bullying other people. You know, I say to my daughter all the time, if someone's bullying you, it has everything to do with how they feel about themselves, because nobody who's feeling good about themselves is going to purposely try to make someone feel bad about themselves. So, you know, when you're being bullied, it's kind of just a thing like where you got to feel bad for them and you just send them grace and send them on their way. But kids need to be taught these things, you know, so that they understand and they know what they're feeling is normal. And it's just, you know, their hormones are crazy and whatnot, you know? So I think that's an important thing to have too. Let's see, what's another one? Taxes. Someone said how to be successful, which I think is all encompassing, you know, the managing and investing money, communication skills, career planning, job searching, you know, all of that can really set somebody up for success. And I feel like that's what's missing. You know, these kids are, we're doing them a huge disservice by not teaching them for an extensive period of time, you know, as they get older. And this is something that it really stood out to me because, you know, being in a Catholic school, we were taught religion, we were taught our faith, and it evolved as we evolved. You know, when we were kindergarten, we learned in simpler ways, you know, as opposed to when we were in fifth grade and eighth grade and 12th grade. So, you know, why can't that be all encompassing with all things that are realistic to what we deal with in life once we graduate from high school, you know? And again, keeping in mind that college is not for everybody, and that is okay. If you are not the college type, that is a-okay, because college is not for everybody. But I will tell you, there is something missing in the school systems, you know, because we're just pumping these kids out to think college is the next step. And we're really doing them a huge disservice, especially the creative kids who, you know, can really be out there doing something with trade and showing off their skills in that way. You know, we're really, we're not shining a light on that. So that's something that needs to be done. So there's your adulting 101. Let me know if there's any you would like to add. I'll tell you that they all stood out for me. And thank you to everybody who responded on the Instagram. I'd love them all. And I wholeheartedly agree with every single one of them. Hey, guess what, goal friends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line, Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel. It's a whole anthem, not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby, a statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood. Each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, you amplify a message, a commitment to yourself, to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYoa.com. And you know what? I'm giving out a free gift to the first 5 lucky goal friends who shop our merch line. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's be real. Let's keep it real for a moment. Let's cut the BS and take accountability for our life. Okay. Let's have a talk about owning up to mistakes, learning from them, and not playing the blame game. Okay. I have a good friend, Robin. She always said, and it stuck with me, when you point one finger, you got three fingers pointing back at you. And I get it. Shit happens. We experience some awful shit in life, right? We have our experiences. We have our traumas. We have situations that are not so wanted, are horrible, horrific in the most horrific ways, right? Nobody wants to deal with that shit. But there comes a point in life, and I, you know, that's the deeper end. But there's also, you know, the other end of the spectrum where we, you know, we get into relationships with people, we get into disagreements, you know, and we're unable to seek accountability, you know, and it can be really hard. And we take on this victimization mindset of everything happening to us, right? There comes a point in life where you need to shift that mindset if you want to grow, if you want to evolve, if you want to gain, you know, if you want to learn to be resilient, if you want to become self-aware, emotional maturity, right? So it's like, how do we do that? You know, for me, I know I got to a point in my life where I just kept replaying the same stories and I created this narrative from my experiences. And it very much was like pity party, victimization, everything happening to me. Why has this happened to me? Why is my life this way? Blah, 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 blah. You know, asking yourself why doesn't often give you solutions. But if you're able to really sit in your situation and dig a little deeper, you can dig out the how and the what. And the how and the what is what gives you so many things in your life. And one of the ways that I did that was through gratitude. When I was going through like one of the darkest times of my life, I found this gratitude to the senses. And it was a really great way for me to be able to cut down on my panic attacks and my anxiety. I would wake up in the morning and give gratitude to the first thing I could hear, see, taste, touch, and smell. And it really started to shift the tide on the narrative, you know, of constantly looking at the lack and starting to look at all the amazing things in my life that were for me. And then once I was able to do that and look at the external things, I was able to start to go within and then look back at my past and look at it in a different light. And it gave me so much more than, you know, when I was sitting in that, why did this happen to me? Why is this relationship the way that it is? Why me? Why me? You know, it gave me so much. It gave me so much wisdom. It allowed me to evolve, you know, emotionally. I was able to emotionally mature and improve my relationships. You know, one especially being with my mom. I have a great relationship with my mom now. Whereas like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, if you were to tell me you and your mom are going to have a great relationship, I'd be like, you crazy. Now my mom's my girl, right? Because I was able to take accountability. I was able to say, you know what? Yeah, I've had some pretty shitty things that happened in my life. I made some pretty shitty decisions. I had some pretty shitty experiences, but there's got to be something more in that for me. So what is it? Let's look here. Let's see what is, instead of constantly focusing on what isn't within myself, my relationships, and everything externally around me. So if you were in that season of, you know, that pity party of everything happening to me, even if it's, you know, you and your friend and yous aren't in a good place right now, yous aren't able to really see eye to eye, you know, sometimes it's just taking accountability for maybe where you've been wrong, even if you don't see it that way, you know, understanding that people, even if they're not right, people are still going to feel how they feel. And you have to hold some sort of respect for that and understanding for that. And with that, you know, comes emotional maturity, which I think is an amazing thing to have, you know, so take accountability in places and in spaces where maybe you once didn't. You know, I feel like we don't always have to be right. Integrity shows up in moments when you can say, you know what? I'm sorry I made you feel that way. I'm sorry in that situation, things didn't go the way that I had planned them to, you know? And it's a way you can really mend a relationship and evolve emotionally mend your friendships, you know, have that self-awareness about yourself. You know, you can't live your life with this helmet of ignorance that, you know, you're always right and everybody else is wrong. You know, pointing the finger at everyone else. Well, you did this. Well, you did that. You did this and you did that. You point one finger, you got three pointing back at you, girlfriend. So let's step up. Let's cut the bullshit. Let's take accountability for our lives and let's evolve. Let's emotionally mature and let's learn and grow, shall we? I mean, come on now. I'm all for it. I'll hop off my soapbox. Hot off the gram, Serena Williams. She just had a baby. Oh my God, her little baby is so cute. And she put something on the internet for any of you mamas out there who are postpartum, just had your baby, and are feeling meh about your body, the way that you look. Serena wrote the most amazing thing for all the mamas. And I think, you know, it was really important. So I wanted to bring it to the show. She has said, loving yourself is essential. I find that I have to remind myself of that self-love through all different stages in my life. Right now, I love that my body is not picture perfect. I love that smell like milk, that milk sustains her baby. I love to get to know a new version of my body. It is a change, but it's a change that has been well worth it. So start this week knowing that you are loved, and that starts with you. That is such a beautiful statement. I know, you know, we can feel our body goes through so many changes after a baby. I remember looking at myself, you know, after having both of my kids and just feeling like so shitty about myself. But then I remember looking at myself and having such a sense of empowerment of doing something. You know, I often say this, like it was probably the first time in my life that I actually followed through with something, whether I wanted to or not. I really didn't have a choice. They were coming whether I wanted them to or not, but especially with my daughter, because she was my first, right? So I was in like such a horrible season of, you know, just depression and self-doubt and not really being a confident person. And I remember having her and being like, feeling shitty about the way I looked, but then looking at this beautiful, perfect creation and being like, wow, like you did that. This body created this beautiful human being. And that is something that should be celebrated, right? And understanding and reminding yourself that it's just a moment, right? Like when we give birth and our body goes through those changes, it's just a moment of time. And you have the power. Serena, she wrapped up this statement by saying, okay, I'm off to the gym now. Which I thought was cute, you know, because it's like, I'm loving my body the way that it is right now. This is my season of motherhood. I'm nurturing my child by breastfeeding. I love smelling like milk. It lets me know that I'm doing my thing that I was biologically put here to do. That's a powerful statement, you know? So give yourself some grace, ladies, and know that you are in your season of lioness. You are a exotic lioness who just brought a little mini being of perfection to this earth. And that should be celebrated. I know that your body will do its thing, right? With the right mindset and consistency, and you will get her snatched and looking better than ever. Okay, let's get it to MILF status. Hello. But right now we are in our postpartum mom status, and that is just as hot too. Okay, so give yourself space and grace. And give yourself a pat on the back because you deserve it. You did that. Look at that little being. Okay. If it wasn't for you, he or she would not be here. Okay. So celebrate your body and know that it's just a moment in time. You got this. All right. Well, so many soapbox moments. I normally wrap up with a word on the street from one of our listeners. And this week, I don't have one for you. But if you are interested, click the link in my bio, go on Instagram. It'll say, ask a question, ask me something, anything at all, whatever you want to know, relationship, self-improvement, you know, what makeup do you use? I don't care. Ask it because there's someone out there and you could put it as anonymous and say, hey, I want to ask this question, but I don't want you to say my name. Make up a name or just say from anonymous. That's fine. You don't need to, I don't tag anybody. If you leave your name, I put it out there. I'll shout you. I'll give you a little shout out so you know it's your question. But if you want to be anonymous too, that's fine. So click the link in my bio, amandayoa.official. Click the little link in the bio. You'll see the first thing that pops up. Ask us a question. Pop it in there. And you might be the next segment on the next episode of Staying Inspired. So let's go. I want to hear from you, booby. All right. Till next time. I will see you all later. Stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends. But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring the show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.